Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson. Layering breaks with one shots for drum and bass. I'm fired up. We're going to take a classic break, like an amen or funk loop, and turn it into a punchy, polished D&B groove that sits heavy in the low end and cuts on top. This is practical, hands-on stuff. You'll learn how to split frequency rolls, align transients, and use Ableton stock devices to glue everything together. First, the goal: build an 8-bar D&B drum loop at 170 to 175 BPM that uses a warped break as the rhythmic backbone and adds one-shot layers for transient crack, mid-body, high-top air, and optional sub-kick. Each layer has a roll, attack, weight, presence, or sub. Think rolls, not just samples. That mindset will save you time and make mixing easy. Quick prerequisites: Ableton Live Standard or Suite, a break loop, and a handful of one-shots, short snare cracks, fuller snare bodies, a top hat or click, and a clean sub-kick. You should already know basic clip warping and how to use drum rack. Step A, set your break to D&B tempo. Drag your break into an audio track, double-click to open the clip, and turn warp on. Set your project BPM to 170-175 and use warp mode equals beats for percussive integrity. Preserve at 1/16 or 1/32 if you want the micro groove. Use transient markers to align the grid and consolidate if you make permanent edits. Step B, split frequency responsibilities. Duplicate the break two times so you have three instances: body, top, and sub. On the top, copy high pass around 200 to 400 Hz to keep only mid and high transients. On the sub, copy low pass around 120 Hz and add a gentle bell boost around 60 to 90 Hz if you need boom. On the body, copy band pass roughly 120 to 3.5 kHz so it carries the groove and punch. You're not creating three separate mix elements for no reason. Each one owns a frequency band. Step C, prepare your one-shot layers in drum rack. Create a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and drop your one-shots into pads. Put a short snare transient on C1, a fuller snare body on D1, a bright top or crack on E1, and an optional sub-kick on C0. Use simpler and classic mode for each. For the transient, set attack near zero and decay around 80 to 150 ms. For the body, soften the attack to 5 to 12 ms and set longer decay. For the top, very short decay and maybe a small pitch up for snap. For the sub-kick, long decay or a looped sub generator and a low pass filter to keep it pure. Step D, tune and time align. Solo the snare hit in the break and trigger your one shots. Nudge the sample start or move the MIDI note to line up the transient with the break transient. Small shifts of a few milliseconds matter, they can make or break punch. If you hear cancellations, flip phase with utility and recheck in mono. If you need extra life, tiny pitch tweaks of a semitone or a few cents can help. Step E, frequency balance and pad chains. On each drum rack pad, build a compact FX chain, EQ8 to cut muttonness and high pass anything above the sub, saturator for 1 to 4 dB of tasteful drive, then a compressor or glue to control spikes. Route your sub kick to a dedicated sub chain, low pass to 120 Hz and set utility width to 0 to keep it mono. Step F, group and bus processing. Route the break body, break top, and the drum rack to a drum bus. On that bus, use a light EQ to cut problem mids, a saturator in soft mode for harmonic content, Ableton's drum bus to shape drive and transient, and a glue compressor with attack around 10 ms and release around 200 to 300 ms for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If you want grit, create a parallel chain with heavy saturation and blend it in 10 to 30%. Step G, arrangement ideas for 8 bars. Start filtered for the intro, introduce the transient layer on bar 3, go full layered by bar 4, add glitchy repeats or stutters in bars 6 and 7, then finish with a halftime fill and drop into the loop. Automate macros like transient level, body, top, and sub to control big changes with one knob. Performance friendly and great for DJ style builds. Now a few important teacher tips. Always think in roles. Who owns the click, the weight, the air, and the sub? If two layers fight for the same job, carve one away with EQ instead of boosting both. Use Live's groove pool or nudge alternate hits by 5 to 20 milliseconds to humanize the kit. Micro timing often adds more life than heavy processing. And when things sound louder but not punchier, you're stacking level, not attack. Fix that by emphasizing a transient focused layer and shaping the sustain with the body layer. Common mistakes and fixes. If the low end is muddy, HPDef everything except the sub kick and route the sub to mono. If you have phase cancellation, nudge starts, invert phase, or slightly retune a layer. If you oversaturate and lose dynamics, use parallel saturation and blend conservatively. And if warp mode creates artifacts, switch to beats for percussion. For darker, heavier DNB, try slight attune on the top layer of a few cents for grit and width. Use a parallel distortion aux with redux for texture. Multibanger drum bus solos stay clean, while highs get aggressive, and use gated reverb or a compressor to tighten long tails. Pitch down the snare body by 1 to 4 semitones for a darker character, then EQ to avoid muddying the sub. Mini practice exercise. Give yourself 15 to 30 minutes. Warp and amen break at 174 BPM. Duplicate the audio into body, top, and sub. Band pass the body, high pass the top, and low pass the sub and set it mono. Build a drum rack with transient, body, top, and sub pads. Align the transient to the break snare. Tune as needed. Group everything, and add drum bus and glue. Automate a low pass sweep from 800 Hz open at bar 4 for a drop. Listen in mono and fix any transient loss. Homework challenge if you want a stretch. Produce 2 8-bar versions of the same break. A stripped intro and a full drop. Export 3 WAVs. Intro stem, drop stem, and sub-only stem. Note approximate LUFS for the drop, the highest energy frequency band, and confirm sub under 120 Hz, and check mono compatibility. If you want feedback, send those stems or a screenshot of your drum rack macro mappings and I'll comment on transient timing, phase issues, and bus settings. Recap, layer with purpose, attack, body, top, sub, warp breaks in beats mode, carve frequency rolls with EQ. Align transients and check phase in mono. Use drum bus, saturator, and glue for character, and use parallel processing for grit. Automate macros for dramatic transitions. All right, go pick a break and 3 one-shots per snare, transient, body, and top. Build that 8-bar loop and have fun shaping it into something mean and danceful already. If you want simpler or drum rock preset details, I can write step-by-step recreate instructions or export mappings you can follow. Send me a stem or a screenshot and I'll give you targeted feedback. Let's make it hit.